Extreme heat can be especially dangerous for people who work outside, but a new report shows that high temperatures can also affect people who work indoors, in restaurants, warehouses, and retail stores. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke to researchers about how heat affects indoor workers and what is being done to help them.
Researchers surveyed 3,500 people working in retail and service industries and found that a majority of employees experienced headaches, fatigue, or nausea when temps inside reached 80 degrees and above. In extreme cases, workers fainted or suffered seizures. Report co-author and Rutgers University sociologist Hannah Shepherd says many workers don't feel like they can file a complaint about their working conditions, fearing that they'll be informally punished.
Like they get assigned a worse work shift or a worse job in the job rotation.
Part of the problem, Shepherd says, is that there is no federal labor policy that specifically requires employers to offer workplace accommodations at certain temperatures. A new proposal would require companies to provide water and rest breaks when it gets to be 80 degrees or warmer. For indoor areas, employers would also need to increase airflow or use air conditioning to cool down spaces.
There's a lot of space for thinking creatively about, like, what are feasible adaptations that are important and really good for workers to have access to in order to protect their health and their well-being.
The proposed federal workplace heat regulations are currently under review. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.